Welcome to Unlocking the Emotional Wisdom of Women in Your Family. When I studied with my Cherokee elders, I was taught to call in the spirits of our ancestors before each ceremony. In this way, I learned to appreciate that I was never alone. It also reinforced that true and deep connections do not die, but rather they change form. And I didn't have to wait until I crossed over to the other side in order to engage with friends and family who had journeyed on. What they taught me to do was to get out of my thinking mind and allow myself to listen, feel, and see with my inner eyes as I invited them into sacred space. I learned that after welcoming them in, such experiences as suddenly cool sensation on my skin, or a familiar song playing in my head from childhood, were actually responses from my ancestors. In our world of rugged individualism and very secular thinking about the physical world, we miss out on the power and sense of belonging that comes with knowing we are not alone, and even receiving help from our ancestors, and then, of course, recognizing what that help looks and feels like. If you have ever lost a family member without being able to make sure everything was right between you, to, for example, give or ask for forgiveness, this is always available to you, even after they cross over. If you had difficulty with your mother or grandmother, perhaps, while they were alive, you'll find you can have a very different relationship with them when they are on the other side of the veil. My mother and I had a difficult time being mother and daughter in this lifetime, but things changed dramatically after she crossed over. In fact, I remember a time when my mother came to me in my dreams to help me communicate with someone I was having trouble connecting with. She opened up a space in the dream time where we were able to meet there and have a conversation. In another experience, I was sitting quietly meditating by a small stream, opening to greater healing, and my great-grandmother, four generations came back to see me in a vision. I could see her completely. And she helped me understand why the women in our family tend to take on too much responsibility for our loved ones, and then in doing so, disempower the people that we're in relationship with. And all the while, we miss out on fulfilling our own callings. You see, when my grandmother, my great-great-great-great-grandmother, was very young, she was in love with a man who was headed off to war. In her dedication and love, she had promised to marry him when he came back. Now, fortunately, he did return from war. But, as so often happens, he was deeply physically and emotionally damaged. At that time, there were no facilities or programs for injured vets suffering from PTSD. PTSD wasn't even in their vocabulary. Families simply did the best they could with the scars their loved ones carried. Because my grandmother loved him and had promised to marry him when he returned, and back then promises were your bond, she did. She married him. Of course, now, looking at what my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother did, I can see that she was young and naive and thought her caring and love could pull him out of his depression, his rage, and his drinking. But it didn't, and she suffered emotionally throughout her life. She may have done what she felt was right to do by him, but it was not a good life for her. With my grandmother, I was able to see that there were other options, but she had been too innocent to see them. And so for generations, this wound passed down woman to woman to woman until I decided I wanted to heal a pain inside me that I had been unable to fully access. I hadn't yet been able to see the roots until that quiet night by the stream when my grandmother came to me. The frailties and wounds of the women who have gone before us get passed down from generation to generation. But along with those wounds, we also receive their strengths. Imagine the strength of my grandmother's dedication and endurance to care for a deeply traumatized man who was never going to be able to love her in the way they dreamed about it before the war. That kind of dedication and endurance as a healer are traits that I see in me. Her visit helped me let go of my tendency to be overly responsible and encourage my loved ones living now in using the gifts and abilities within them to overcome their challenges. At the same time, it freed up my energy to be fully responsible for my own life and acts of creation. It's never too late to create a good relationship with your ancestors, and it's never too late to receive their wisdom for your life today. Let's talk about a few simple steps you can take to establish good relationships with the women of your lineage, those who have crossed over, and this can apply even to women who are still living, but you would like to be able to connect with them in the spiritual realms. If you'd like to write down these steps, I suggest you pause for a moment and get a piece of paper and pen. Here is a simple protocol you can follow to open up a doorway between yourself and the generations of women who have gone before you. Number one, create a daily ritual for honoring the women of your lineage. You don't have to have liked the women or admired them if you knew them or know about them. What is important is recognizing that lineages of women have shared purposes that show up in your strengths and your challenges. As you honor the women of your lineage, the strengths you have inherited will become more and more visible to you. And these women know the challenges that you are facing with incredible depth because they have walked through the same challenges with some degree of success and some degree to which they crossed over wishing they had been able to do more. So, here are some ideas for creating ritual. One, you can honor them by going out each morning and offering, as we do in Native way, a bit of tobacco or cornmeal to Mother Earth, along with a prayer of thanksgiving for the women of your ancestry. Here's a second idea. You can sing a song for them, maybe at dusk or a special time of day when you can feel yourself getting still and quiet, and you're able to really honor them with a song. This could be a song you love or a song you make up. It could even be simply humming some sweet sounds that come to you. Here's another idea. Keep pictures or a symbol of your lineage of women on your altar and regularly place fresh flowers on your altar. And when you put those flowers on the altar, take a moment to thank them for the journey that they were on, for what successes they did manage to create, and the strengths that they built up in their lifetime that is now passed on to you, and gratefully receive their strength. Another idea, have a quiet morning cup of tea and give thanks for them. As you're drinking that tea, think about the centuries of women before you who sat and drank a cup of tea. And then honor them in the challenges they took on as well as the gifts you've inherited from them, as we've mentioned before. And you can let your imagination work for you to create your perfect ritual. Here's the next thing I recommend you do. After your ritual, Take 10 to 15 minutes to do the holding meditation that's included along with this discussion. It's a basic meditation. It was created by women for women to journey deeply into feminine consciousness, and it is over 1,000 years old. I've adapted this meditation for you to connect with your female ancestors. The basic meditation does many, many things. We use it in many ways, so today's is a special version of it just for you. You can connect with ancestors specifically from your mother's side, father's side, or both. You can also connect with the ancestors of your adoptive parents or guardians. And as I mentioned, you can even connect with mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers who are still living by connecting with them in spirit if and always, only if, for any of these beings, if their spirit allows. Decide how you want to approach this and then get your space ready for your holding meditation. I look forward to being with you in the sacred space of this ancient and beautiful meditation in the sacred feminine.